Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for a devotion for today.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
There shall be showers of blessing.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day again where we get to dive into the Word of God. So if you're listening to me this morning, that means we made it to a brand new day. So I want us to take a second of our time to appreciate the King of Glory, the Creator of the Universe, the one who has made today possible. I want to just take a second of your time to join me to say thank you, Jesus. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. We get to dive into the deep revelation in the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us and we get to listen to Him. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. This morning, let somebody know that it is time for a devotion. My soul do win. You might just be winning a soul to Christ. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 28th day in the month of February 2025, and we'll be looking at a topic that says Understanding Harvest. This is a continuation from our series for the past few days, Understanding Harvest. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 26 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 26. There shall be showers of blessings. There shall be showers of blessings. Our Bible reading for the year. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Deuteronomy from chapter 23 to chapter 25. Deuteronomy from chapter 23 to chapter 25. Our memory verse is taken from Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22, which says, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." Once again, our memory verse is taken from Genesis chapter 8 verse 22, which says, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." Our Bible reading is taken from Mark chapter 4, from verse 26 to 29. Are you with your Bibles? Mark chapter 4, from verse 26 to 29. From verse 26, it reads, "And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how, for the earth yields crop by itself, first the blade, then the head, after the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, "The first thing to understand about harvest is that they ultimately come from God." 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6 says, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Also, harvests come in different levels, which Jesus identified as 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold, like we see in Mark chapter 4, verse 20. Some Bible scholars believe that a 30-fold harvest results from giving to the household of faith, like we see in Galatians chapter 6, from verse 9 to 10. When you help a fellow Christian, you are sowing into the soil that will bring forth at least 30-fold. When Dorcas was sowing into the lives of people in our church, she didn't know that she would reap an harvest of resurrection. Our seed was so precious that it sent for Peter to raise her from the dead, like we see in Acts chapter 9 from verse 36 to 42. There are Bible scholars who also believe that you will reap a 60-fold harvest when you sow to a minister of God. Matthew chapter 10 verse 41. When you do something for your pastor and he or she says, "God bless you," your seed will return at least a 60-fold harvest, just as we see in 1 Kings chapter 17 from verse 10 to 16. The widow of Zarephath and her son had given up on life before she honored Elijah with their last meal. She experienced a massive turnaround, and throughout the grievous famine, her jar of flour never ran out, and her jug of oil never became empty, like we see in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 16. Furthermore, apart from material blessings, when our son died, God brought him back to life, like we see in 1 Kings chapter 17, from verse 17 to 24. Some Bible scholars also believe that giving to the high priest will yield a 100-fold harvest. Hebrews chapter 5 from verse 1 to 4 tells us that the high priest is someone God has chosen to represent men before him. The highest spiritual authority God has ordained over you is a representative of Jesus Christ, our great high priest, like we see in Hebrews chapter 4 from verse 14 to 16. And if you give to such a fellow, you can rest assured that God will bless you 100-fold and more in return. Where and how you sow your seeds play a significant role in determining the level of harvest you can get from God. You should, however, ensure your sowing is done out of love to honor God, and not just because you want a harvest from him. God wants you to give cheerfully and sacrificially, like we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7 and Mark chapter 12 from verse 41 to 44. And he judges the intent of your heart, like we see in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7. I pray that you will experience bountiful blessings as you honor him with your giving, in Jesus' name. Amen. This open heaven comes to the prayer point that says, "Father, I receive a bountiful harvest of every good seed I have sown, in Jesus' name. Father, I receive a bountiful harvest of every good seed I have sown, in Jesus' name. Amen." Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If this open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to. Download and share. The link will pop up on the search engine. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. When you download it, you'll be able to enjoy all of our amazing shows. You're going to experience the gospel back to back. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again, until we gather, for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.